Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to a... We haven't even tried the 12-team playoff yet, and the powers that be are already proposing a 14-team model with all sorts of details. What is happening and why? Edition Eddie Always Irish Show. As always, you can find that program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Yanni Boy out as well. Notifications on it where you alerted every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter. Search bar. Always Irish. Rat. Always Irish Inc. Emails. Always Irish. ND at gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want it. You can get it if you don't want to see my face. That's okay. Call in lines. 312-988-15. You dialed up. Tell Johnny all you've heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc., USA Today, Fighting Irish Wire, read all about it. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former captain, leading tackler, by the way, Mike Goolsby and myself breaking it all down. Thanks to everybody who's over there. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, as the college football world turns. Here's the deal. College football's racing into the future, and I honestly do not know what to make of it. It's perplexing to me in certain ways, the speed with which we're jumping into the future. But in some other ways, it all makes perfect sense. So let's get into this. So last week, that was only last week, the powers that be met and finally approved the official 12-team playoff format and situation. Literally one day later, that was Tuesday, and then I get up on Wednesday, and there's leaked rumors about a 14-team model being discussed. One day after they announced the 12-team model. Then it dies down for a couple days, and now it's back here. A big story again with all sorts of specifics on the format being leaked that they're discussing. Would you? It's just a lot to keep up with. I've never seen such a big operation move so quickly, and I'm not sure whether that's good or bad, to be honest. I don't know. Are we sure we're not racing ahead of ourselves too fast here? Follow me here. I know this is crazy. John, settle down. You're a wild guy in your basement. Follow me here. Tell me if I'm out of line. Perhaps, maybe, it might be wise to see how the 12-team playoff goes for maybe a year at least before we're locking in another format or trying to lock in another format. Like, am I out of touch and old for suggesting it might be a good idea to have a run with the first new format before we expand on it? Apparently, I'm crazy for thinking that. But if you really think about why this change to the change is already coming up, a lot of that makes sense. A lot of it makes sense. Like, I have my anxieties about what's happening and if it's good for the sport and or Notre Dame or not. But as far as why this is happening, I totally get that. Two reasons. The same thing, anything, the same reason anything gets done in America is why this is getting done so fast. Two reasons. Power and money. Power and money. Same reason anything gets smashed through quickly in this country. To seize power and money. Okay, so that much is very obvious to me when you ask, why is this happening like this? The two power players that have all the power want to make sure whatever comes next, they don't lose that leverage. It's business 101. It's business 101. I guarantee the two power players here that we've been talking about, the SEC and the Big Ten, they're wanting to ensure their power and make sure they have more of it or the same in the next iteration of this. That's what's buying this. And more games in the playoff pool equals more money no matter what. So that part's covered. And then when we get into the next rumored format, some of the power play comes in. The rumored format is three automatic qualifiers for the Big Ten and the SEC, your two power players. Two automatic qualifiers for the Big 12. And the ACC, one to the group of five, and then three at-large teams. So certainly you look at that and you see six automatic bids going to the Big Ten and the SEC more than any other conference. Now, let's try and be fair about this. I do realize those are two conferences that are expanding, taking on new members, and have grown or are growing. And I'm certain that's their argument to justify wanting more bids than anybody else. That's just, I mean, I get that argument. So that's how they're looking at it, to be able to lock in six of their members automatically. So this apparently wouldn't kick in until 26. So we have a two-year thing of the 12. And then the 26, they'd redo the format. And that would be, I'm just asking, man. We couldn't just see one iteration of the 12-teamer and sit to be able to look at it and say, here's what we like, here's what we don't like, here's what we maybe want to adjust or whatever. And we're just that sure that this is all going to be what we wanted, that we're ready to expand on it already. I don't know how anybody could fully be there, but here we are. As for Notre Dame, how do you think about all this as a Notre Dame fan? That's a lot of auto bids that can never go to Notre Dame. But, oh man, see, without having any evidence yet of how this is going to play out, it's hard to figure out where Notre Dame's going to fit in. How much or not having an automatic bid is going to affect you or not? We have no idea yet. So it's tricky to start talking about what's next and next and next when I don't know what I'm dealing with yet. We couldn't go 1 year to maybe look at it. And then that group joins and says, here's what we literally did. What did we like or not like? What do we need to tweak? No, we just skip all that. They're so confident that everything's going to be perfect, I guess, that we're ready to expand. But for Notre Dame, with so many bids automatically going places, not for seeding, but just for getting in, the way I understand it, maybe you're a Notre Dame fan thinking all these automatic bids, yeah, there's only three at-large spots, but by the time you dole out all the other ones that are automatic, Notre Dame should automatically be one of the three left. Do you follow me? The idea would be like, if you're guaranteeing this many bids to everybody else, all the reasonably good teams are going to get those bids automatically, then Notre Dame should be sitting there left with one of those three spots often, all the time. With nobody decent left after they hand out all the free ones. Not the free ones, but the auto ones. I don't know how to think about this because I have no evidence. I have nothing to go off of to either like it or not like it as a Notre Dame fan. Feel like it's just, the speed that we're rushing into the future. And but I get it. The power players are looking at more money and more automatic teams in, and that is just, that is their whole priority. That is the driver of all this. Again, I just don't quite understand the rush here, other than to grab as much power as possible for now and the future by the two drivers of all this that we've all been saying have all the power. Those two conferences, the SEC and the Big Ten, are driving a lot of this. The speed that things are changing just gives me a little pause. It just seems a little bit irresponsible to barrel ahead this quickly instead of even just taking 1 year to look at what it looks like. Now, we're all going to watch no matter what. Like I've asked philosophically, rhetorically, existentially to myself, are we getting too big for our britches here? Kind of like so big we can't fail, we're doing whatever. And is there any way that could come back and burn the collective, us, college football community or whatever? I don't know. I mean, more games is more money and more people are going to watch. So it's hard to see this like failing. It just seems like it can't go on forever where you just, whatever you do has no negative consequences. It's all just money and a party for everybody. That seems too easy to be true to me. And again, where Notre Dame falls in all this, I don't know. I sure would like to see one of these rounds shape out and play out before I have an opinion. It's just... Pete Bavacqua, welcome to Notre Dame. Like, welcome to Notre Dame, Pete, because there's going to be a lot of big decisions that are going to fall on this guy's desk in the near future. And he has got to be forward thinking and make sure he represents Notre Dame so that we have a seat at this table and don't get kind of pushed into a corner here where you have no option but to join the Big Ten, basically. I mean, there's just a lot of moving parts here. Now, none of this is finalized. Like with the 14, the 12 is finalized. None of the 14's finalized. But the point here is the roots are being laid, you know, the seeds being laid and planted there of all this with the power players in the best position with the best stakes. Like it's about positioning and that leverage, getting out there in the ether, this proposed format with the two power players having the most people, automatic bids, even if they have a lot of teams, you know what I'm saying? When you just look at the automatic bids. So I totally see the angle here. I just ask, are we moving a little fast? Can we just see how one of these plays out first? I don't think that's wild to me to suggest. But I'm not a power player in this discussion. Johnny Boy doesn't have a seat at the table. It's wild. I see no evidence of this slowing down. Notre Dame slamming into the future on one of those hyper trains, and you just kind of got to grab on and go for the ride or get left behind, I guess. So what do you make of all this? Specifically, if you're a Notre Dame fan, what do you make of this? Do you get uncomfortable the more of these auto bids go out and they're not going to ever go to you? Or are you saying, fine, you're handing out all these automatic ones. Notre Dame will surely be one of the three best teams left. So whatever, we'll seed whatever. Let me know what you think. This is wild to keep up with this news every day. Big news, big changes. Let me know what you think.